November 28, 1921, The Sea of the Divine Will and the Little Boat of Light. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself inside an immense sea of light. One could see neither where it began nor where it ended. And a little boat, also made of light was the bottom of the boat, of light the sails, in sum, it was all light. However, the different things which are needed to form a boat could be distinguished by the diversity of light, one brighter than the other. This little boat was crossing this sea of light at incredible speed. I remained enchanted. More so, in seeing that now it would dissolve in the sea and could no longer be seen. Now it would come out, and while it was far away, plunging itself into the sea, it would find itself at the same point from which it had come out. My always lovable Jesus amused himself very much in watching this little boat, and calling me, told me, "My daughter, the sea that you see is my will. My will is light, and no one can cross this sea but one who wants to live of light. The boat that you see crossing this sea with so much grace is the soul who lives in my will. By its continuous living in my will, it breathed the air of my will, and my will has emptied it of the wood, of the sails, of the anchor and of the tree, and has turned it completely into light. So, as the soul keeps doing her acts in my will, she empties herself of herself, and fills herself with light. The captain of this boat is I. I am the one who guides her at the pace of her speed. I the one who plunges her deep inside to give her rest, and to give her the time to be confided the secrets of my will. No one could be capable of guiding her because, not knowing the sea, they cannot know the way to guide her. Nor would I trust anyone. At the most, I choose the guide as spectator and listener of the great prodigies that my will performs. Who can ever be capable of guiding the runs in my will? On the other hand, in one single instant I make her do runs which another guide would make her do in one century. Then he added, "Do you see how beautiful she is? She runs, she dives, and she finds herself at the beginning. It is the sphere of eternity that enwraps her, keeping her always still at one single point. It is my immutable will that makes her run within its sphere, which is no beginning and no end. And while she runs, she finds herself at that steady point of my immutability. Look at the sun, it is fixed, it does not move, but in one instant its light covers the whole earth. The same for this boat, she is immutable with me, nor does she move from that point from which my will delivered her, she came out of an eternal point, and there she remains. And if she appears to be running, those are her acts that run, which, like solar light, go everywhere and to every place. This is the wonder, to run and to be still. So I am, and so must I render one who lives in my will. But do you want to know who this boat is? The soul who lives in my will. As she emits her acts in my volition, she does her runs, giving my will the opportunity to let many other vital acts of grace, of love, of glory come out from its center. And I, her captain, guide that act. I run together with it, that it may be an act which lacks nothing, and which is worthy of my will. I amuse myself very much in these things. I see the little daughter of my will that, together with me, runs and remains still. She has no feet, but is the step of all. She has no hands, but is the motion of all works. She has no eyes, and in the light of my will she is more than eyes and light for all. Oh, how well she imitates her Creator! How she becomes similar to me! Only in my will can there be true imitation. I hear my most sweet and creative voice resound to my ear, "Let us make man in our image and likeness." And with unending joy, I say, "Here are my images. The rights of creation are being returned to me. The purpose for which I created man is completed. How happy I am!" And I call all heaven to make feast.